The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Tonight's encouragement talk will be given by Senior Dharma Teacher Michael Herzog.
Good evening. So grateful to be here tonight with all of you. And so grateful to our teachers for selecting such a beautiful story to be working on during the Sesshin.
Need to be louder.
This story... Can you hear me? This story I can really relate to, and I really connect with the sixth patriarch. An illiterate woodcutter. In my practice, I often feel like an illiterate woodcutter. And in my life, too. And here he is, the sixth patriarch. So I guess there's some hope for me. But for the last 2 days, I have been focusing on the other character, Monk Ming. This guy was a general in the military, a general, and then became a monk. Now, you can be sure that he was used to getting what he wanted. So much so that he chased the sixth patriarch for 2 months to recover the robe and bowl. And then, when it was presented to him, it was his for the taking. He could not pick it up, immovable like a mountain. Can you imagine the frustration, the anger? For me, this whole story pivots on that moment. So I ask you tonight, what is your robe and your bowl? What is your frustration? Maybe this is your first sesshin, and it's really not turning out like the brochure said. And maybe you've had some encouragement or some talking to, or things just aren't exactly what you thought they were or hoped. Or maybe this is your 20th sesshin, and what you'd hope for isn't quite arising. Or maybe your immovable mountain is a koan, or a question given to you by a teacher. Or maybe every koan is an immovable mountain, so the heck with it. Or maybe there's something outside the temple that you left behind, hoping would stay there, but somehow has snuck into the temple, into your mind during your sitting. Well, I'm here tonight to give you some encouragement. Two words, for that matter, of encouragement. Two simple yet profound words that, coincidentally, I learned and first heard in this Zendo many years ago during a summer sesshin. Two words were spoken during a talk given by the great sage of Newton, Reverend Bob Waldinger Sensei. Two words which probably were spoken many times before and probably have been spoken since, but I'm just going to attribute them to him because I like the way that sounds. Two words. This too. this to? My tired, aching body, this to? My jumbled, busy mind, this to? My confusion, my questions, this to? My robe and bowl and immovable mountain, this too. You see, the great news, the great insight into this practice is that in this very moment, right here, where your life is unfolding before you, nothing is extra. Nothing is left out. Nothing is superfluous. Everything, every thought, feeling, emotion, bodily function, everything that falls under your consciousness is a doorway for awakening. So yes, the questions, the frustrations. Now, I'm looking out over everyone and I can see little question marks popping over your heads and probably thinking, what? How could that be? I don't get it. I don't understand. I don't know. And my answer is this too. Yes, I invite you to stand on the precipice of not knowing, of confusion, of frustration, and know that that's where it is, this too. And so, tonight, maybe it's 2:30 a.m. and you're wide awake because your bunkmate is snoring louder than a railroad train. Or maybe the mattress you're sleeping on isn't quite as comfortable as the Sleep Number Posturepedic technology you have at home. Or maybe you're just staring out into the darkness, into the void, with a broken heart, with a heart that doesn't feel like it will ever mend. I ask you to please remember this too. This too. This too? Yes, this too. Thank you.